Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. It's just past 7. You've got your radio tuned in to 720 a.m., and that means it's time for your favorite candidate. He's a real pepper pot, real sniper, a real biscuit in the basket, Lou Manfredini, and the Mr. Fix-It Show. This ain't no pond hockey, folks. We are live from the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival at the United Center, right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Yeah, I like this song. Good morning, Lou Manfredini here with the Mr. Fix-It Show. We're live at the Blackhawks Training Camp. We're outside in lot are we in, Sam?
C.
Lot C, right across from the... Well, there he goes. A big, huge sign there right there. It's all getting set up this morning. It opens up at 10 o'clock. The training camp inside is sold out, but you can come and enjoy the festivities outside. Put on your sweater and come out and enjoy us. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by wetandforget.com. Lindsay made that custom open, and she said she Googled every one of those terms.
I did. It took me a while. Biscuit in the basket, right?
I was thinking we could do the Hawks thing with the Cubs, Lackey, and Contreras getting knocked out of the game or ejected. They need to keep their discipline, right? That's a hockey term, right?
Composure, right?
Yeah, that obviously didn't happen today. So you can come out and see us. Lindsay's here. Sam's here. Mr. Murdoch, Bill came here yesterday to set up early in the morning, and Marlene and Rick are here as well. So you can feel free to come on by and say hello. It is a beautiful day, and we're going to be here, and if anybody has some questions in our audience. I am excited this year, though, Lindsay, that we are much closer to the beer tent than we have been in the past.
I did notice that.
Yeah, and that particular beer that they're selling is one that I have had in Mexico, and I'm going to try one before we leave.
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say it? Jalisco?
Well, Jalisco is the state in Mexico where it came from. It's called Estrella Jalisco.
Estrella.
Thank you. Are you a Spanish speaker?
I spoke Spanish 7th, 8th grade, freshman, sophomore, junior year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh. Well, then you're the man. I'm going to go to Mexico.
Estrella.
I like that. I'm going to need to know this because, you know, I'm going on one of those Steve Bertrand trips to Spain in October. Mm-hmm. And then I read, as I've been reading up about Spain, very excited about it, obviously the Spanish that the Spaniards speak is different than the Spanish than people in Mexico, right? It's very different.
And
a
little bit.
Right. And also what I've learned in Spain is that people don't speak English. Like, they speak Spanish. So it's not like other countries where you can go and say, hey, how you doing? I'm American. Right. Can you help me? And they're like, whatever. So I'm going to have to, I know just enough Spanish, and I know more Italian that I constantly mix them both up.
Couple things. Get your room number down in Spanish. If you're in 250, it's dos 50.
Okay, not say, right.
El baño. ¿Dónde está el baño?
Right.
Where's the bathroom?
Right. How about order
cerveza.
Of beer?
Cerveza fría.
Right, that right.
Cold beer,
cerveza fría.
That's about it.
That's it.
That's all I need.
It's so much fun.
I know.
When is it? That's like next
October,
month.
October, next
oh
month.
My gosh.
Yeah, next month. So we've got a bunch of listeners joining us, part of the Steve Bertrand extravaganza. And so it should be a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are going to be taking your calls as well. Oh, it's kind of hard to see with the sun out here, isn't it? Okay, there we go. Let's go to... Debbie, who is in Wilmette. Hey, Debbie, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how nice it is that my question's about Wet and Forget, and that's your sponsor.
Perfect. This works out perfectly.
I'd say. So we have an old-ish, I mean, it's several years old, and it's Trex, and I never treated it or cleaned it, for that matter. So this year, we power washed it, which may have been against all the rules, and then used Wet and Forget. It still looks sort of rinky, you know. It still has this green little spots on it.
When did you apply the Wet and Forget, Debbie?
After the power washing.
Okay, so you power washed it. I'm sorry, you just broke up a little bit. You power washed it.
Yeah.
When?
A month ago.
Okay. And then you, and the, when you power washed it, the green stuff didn't come off?
No, it still looked pretty terrible. So then we put, but I had the wet and forget already. I knew I was going to use that anyway.
Right.
And was never quite sure if we should use the, if we should power wash it or not. But it, it didn't come real clean. Oddly enough, after all these years, it didn't.
Go ahead.
It's not, it's just not perfect. So do I just use the wet and forget again?
No. The dirt and the grime that you have, the pressure washer should have taken all that off. I mean, the whole idea with the wet and forget is you're not, it's an alternative to not doing any pressure washing, but the pressure washer would be a more aggressive way to clean than using the wet and forget. I want you to try something else, okay? I want you to find a dealer that sells the Penifin Pro Tech Cleaner, okay? Penifin Pro, P-E-N-P-E-N-O-F-I-N, Penifin Pro Tech Cleaner. And you're going to mix that with warm water, and you're going to take a, like a deck brush. How big is your deck, Debbie?
Like, it's not very wide. It's probably about...
Like 12 by 20?
30 feet long.
Okay. So you're going to mix this with water. You're going to take a deck brush, and you're going to just... With medium pressure, kind of scrub the deck boards and scrub it a little more, and then rinse it. And that Pro-Tech cleaner is going to do a really good job of getting all of that debris and cleaner out. And then they also make a deck brightener that you can use over the top of that as well to kind of bring some of that color back. It's really, I mean, it's not, the fading, it's not going to bring the color back, but what it's going to do is get rid of the organic material that's sitting on top of that, that kind of dulls it and makes it look dirty, and that's going to help to brighten a little bit, and you're going to be really happy with the results, but it does take a little bit more elbow grease.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, it's my penalty for not, keeping it clean in the first place.
I like how you're using the hockey term, the penalty. That's very good because we're out here at the Blackhawks camp, all right?
It was, I assure you, it was not intentional, but I do listen to the hockey and watch sometimes too.
So. Even better. That's great. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks very much, Lou.
Thanks so much for calling. I appreciate it.
It's tough enough to get a guy just to say the L word. Not on this show.
Ruthie, I love you.
Lou, I love you.
I love you, Deb.
All right, I love you, too.
My Greg and Annie on. Good morning. Greg, don't take this the wrong way. I love you.
It's all about the love here on the Mr. Fix-It Show.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Love when they spread the love.
So give us a call and join in on this love fest.
I love Lou. I love Lou.
Lou Manfredini, I just love you like everybody else.
I love you, too.
Because you are not going to want to miss it right here on 720 WGN.
I'm proud to admit that I have a man crush on you, Lou.
Do we, mama?
Hey, we're heading back to Fox Home Center now, set for a live broadcast on Saturday, September 30th from 7 to 10 a.m. Come out and join us. There'll be live music, free breakfast and refreshments, plus the first 300 attendees will get a goodie bag from Fox Home Center, and their partners will also be giving you a chance to win prizes throughout the show. Fox Home Center is located at 1150 South Cicero in Alsep, with plenty of free parking. Visit the WGNRadio.com website/events page for more details. That'll be a lot of fun. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Sam, I know you'll be at the Fox Home Center one. You can just roll out of bed to come out to Alsep, right?
Last time we were there, you brought that pair of jeans.
Right. Remember? Right. Oh, yeah, right.
That was so weird.
Right, what was it?
What was that about?
Oh, the super expensive Nordstrom jeans that look like you're working them.
You took a pair of jeans and just covered them in paint.
No, I did not.
No.
Those were real work jeans. And the people at Fox Home Center, remember, I called them, and I go, listen, I'm going to need you guys to make me something when I get down there. And I showed up early, and I told the guy, you need to make these pants stand up. And he's like, all right. He looked at me and goes, all right, I know what you want. and then we stood them up on the counter. There's a picture of that somewhere.
He wrapped them on a 2x4.
Right, and it had little feet, and it stood up there. And the whole point was, how much were those jeans? Was it at Nordstrom?
It was like $450.
$400, and I told people I would sell them the jeans for $200. Nobody bought them.
Shocking.
Yeah.
They were ugly.
Yeah, they're work jeans. So were the ones for $400. That was the whole point.
Very true.
That was the whole point. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're taking your calls until 10 o'clock this morning. And then John Williams will be coming along to do his show as well. He'll be here from 9 until noon. It's going to be noisy when John gets here. Mm-hmm. Right now they're still setting up, and there's a big stage where they have they're going to have live bands, and they have all kinds of events here. They have food. They've got drink stations set up. I see a race car out there. I see some kind of putt-putt golf thing. You know, it'd be kind of nice as to if our friends at the Hawks, like that gentleman right there, sir, come over here, sir. Are you with the Chicago Blackhawks, sir? Really? You look like you could be.
He's very professional.
Yeah, you look very professional. All right, good. Are you just serving food? Are you with the food people? You're with the food people. All right. It'd be nice if I had a list of the things that are here.
He looks.
That I could read and say, hey, this is what's going on here. You know, if someone from the Hawks here.
It looks like shish kebabs to your right. On the grill over there.
Delicious.
Is that right? Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Well, I see a lot of bratwurst going, too. So there's nothing like bratwurst in the morning. Know what it smells like? Know what it smells like? Victory. All right, let's see. Let's go to the phone. We need to take a break already?
All right.
Well, let's line up some phone calls so we can answer some people's questions.
You're tuned in to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini. Now's the time to call in with your home improvement question. And when we pick up, we'll say...
Hello, I love you. Won't you tell me?
And then you'll say...
Hello.
Or...
Hello.
Or...
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
And then we'll say...
Good morning.
And then you'll say...
Hello.
And then Lou will jump in and say, here he is now on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
You can come up with all kinds of hello songs. I'm thinking about a million of them to keep adding. It's like a thing you'll never stop. Welcome back, Lou Manfredini. We're live at the Blackhawks training camp outside the United Center. No ticket is needed to enter the outside portion. The inside is sold out. People are already lined up. I think, Sam, isn't it, it's just general admission, so they're lined up so they can get right on the glass, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was at the first practice yesterday. I'll tell you what. Brandon Saad, Jonathan Toews, Richard Panik, they look really good on the top line.
I heard that, I read somewhere that Patrick Sharp is quite possibly in the best shape of his life.
Interesting.
He could still beat up you and I at once.
I mean, I think he could have done that before, but not that I want to fight anybody because I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saw Brent Seabrook without
a towel.
Shirt on?
Yeah.
Or without a shirt on. In a towel.
In a towel. It was, I'll tell the story, because it was when we did the Mr. Fix-It calendar.
You were there, too.
Oh, I was there, too.
My husband's always like, oh, my gosh, she's listening right now going, this story again.
So how cool is this? I mean, I'm very fortunate. We were all very fortunate. We were in the Blackhawks locker room taking pictures for this calendar. And I was wearing this very sweater that I have on right now. And they put me in pants and a helmet. And I was sitting in the locker room. It was a whole huge thing. You know, you can't step on the Hawks.
Don't touch the logo.
Don't touch the logo, right? And as we're all in there, and we're with Lindsay's there, Jackie Paulus, who used to be with us. It was an intern, young lady, who was interning with us there. There was another woman.
Jenny, Mike Stevens.
Oh, Mike's right. All of a sudden, Brent Seabrook comes out of the locker room after doing some kind of workout with a towel wrapped around him.
Like, he was getting out of the shower.
It wasn't even a towel. It was... It was like a washcloth, okay?
A napkin?
Right. And he walks out and like, oh, like, you know, like, oh.
I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, I didn't know you were here. I think it was a setup. But anyway, mm-hmm. And the women that were there, they didn't say a word. I could have taken a 16-inch softball and underhanded them into their mouths because that's how big their mouths were. Right? Here, Lindsay. And we're popped right in there. Big grapefruit.
That was a good day. That was a good morning.
He still looks good. The hair, flawless.
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talk to George, who is in Aurora. George, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I've got a couple of questions. Wet and forget one question, and
yep.
Superzilla one question.
Okay.
Wet and forget, you say put on, and how long do you have to forget it? A year? Before it clears off?
It takes about. That's funny. That's funny.
See, right. If I could have seen the label at the store, I probably wouldn't have bought it because it says 6 months to a year.
Yeah. You start to see results, George, in about 30 days, depending on what it is you're putting it on. So what is it? Yeah, and a sidewalk, in about 30 days, you're going to start to see results.
30 days.
Yeah, so what if you're,
and
what
I've
do you have?
Like a brick wall that sticks out from the end of my house, privacy wall, and on top is a stone slab, you know, that they put on top of brick walls.
Right.
I put it on that also, and then I'm waiting. It's not cheap, but
no.
I thought it was going to work fast. It doesn't work fast.
No, but once
I'm an impatient kind of person, like maybe you are, I don't know.
You want
something to work that results right away.
Right. Well, if you want, if you want results right away, so you're willing to do a little scrubbing, there's a product called Concrobium Mold Stain Eraser.
Okay. I've taken some stuff on the porch because that mold, like my front steps, is slippery when it's wet. If it's moldy.
Yeah, I know, and
so
it's a safety hazard. And the wet
scrub the whole sidewalk.
Right.
So
well,
I
the wet
forget.
Right, and it will work. It starts working about every 30 days. Now, here's the interesting thing about it that kind of sounds counterintuitive. It actually works with the rain that it helps it. No, so it's the once you apply it, you know, the whole thing with the label, when you look at it, they want you to apply it to a damp surface, okay? So if you were following the instructions, you kind of dampen the surface first, then you apply it. Per the instructions, the mistake that a lot of people make is you do have to mix it properly. I believe it's one part to five parts or something like that.
My wife did that. She's a chemist.
So that's perfect. And it's not the kind of thing that if you put more wet and forget, it's better. So once you do that and it starts to rain, which it's been dry, then you're really going to
kind of sprinkle a little bit.
You could do that. That'll help to activate it a little bit.
I thought it was supposed to say put it on. And have it set so no rain on it for a day or something.
Correct. So that's the key, that when it first goes down, we want it to dry, but then it starts to act with the rain and the wind, and now we've been a little dry.
A little spray on it.
A little spray on there and go and just activate it. And what it does is it starts to eat that organic material and clean it up. Now, as I mentioned, if you want to do it right away, and in particular if there's an area that you're concerned about.
Before, I know I scrub my sidewalk on my hands and knees.
Got it. All right. All right, well, then just give it, about 30 days. Absolutely.
You got another question on Superzilla?
Sure, go ahead. Sure.
Okay. How high are you on Superzilla?
I like it.
Okay. I went and bought the kind that's a solution, not the...
Aerosol. Yeah, it's the same stuff.
That was a better deal.
Yeah.
And I sprayed it around the faucet that moves my laundry tray. That's a metal faucet, and the faucet you can move the spout around better now with that. But my kitchen faucet,
right.
I have a Moen kitchen faucet, and it's hard to move. I sprayed it around that, and didn't make a difference at all.
Yeah. So that Moen faucet, what's problematic with that is that the way that head on the faucet goes, when you start moving it back and forth, you actually tighten the nut that is underneath it. And so
I should loosen that nut a little bit.
So here's what I would do. I would take the nut off so you can take the spout off. Then
before you put
the nut back on, I want you to use some Permatex thread seal.
Okay.
The blue, not the red. Okay.
I'm gonna write this down. Permatex
thread seal, blue, on the threads. Tighten it down, so that you've got nice, you know, you can move the spout freely and it's not leaking, right. And then don't use it. Let that set for like 3 hours before you start using it. And it'll set the threads. It'll set the threads and it should lock it from getting any tighter on you. That's problematic just from a design that happens. And you can lubricate it all day, and it's not going to make a difference. But that thread seal is really going to make a big difference. All right, George, hang on a second for being on there so long. Let's do this. We're going to send you out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust the temperature of your home's air with a smartphone. Brought to you by American Weathermakers, home of the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. Time now for our new Tolu 2. This particular new Tolu 2 is squishy and effective. Take a listen.
We've all got those hard-to-reach areas we'd love to keep clean, but have a hard time actually getting clean. Your keyboard, your remote control, my pet peeve, the drink holders in my car. Enter this week's new Tolu 2, Cyber Clean. Cyber Clean is, well, fun for all ages. It's a sort of neon goop that kind of reminds me of the ectoplasm in Ghostbusters. It's not unlike Silly Putty or a starch-based goop, but rather than being for enjoyment, CyberClean is designed to remove dust, dirt, junk, gunk, and any sort of loose material. Because it's a soft material, it can clean non-level surfaces like keyboards. You just smush it right in there and it picks up all that loose debris, really. There are different formulas for different cleaning endeavors, such as the CyberClean for electronics, keyboards, and the inside of cars, a gentler formula for plants, which is green, so kind of like that slime, cleans off dust particles and parasites so your plant can better absorb light, water, and other minerals. And then there's my personal favorite, one to keep your camera gear dust-free. Not only does this one come with the cleaning putty that squeezes into the crevices of your camera gear to keep it like new, it also includes a cleaning brush, lens cloth, and an air pump so you can deep clean your equipment in a flash, pun intended. All these putties claim to change color to let you know when it's ready to be replaced, but my guess is that the reason it changes color is because it gets dirty. Each bag of, well, goop goes for $19.95, except the camera goop, that goes for $20.95 because it has all the extra gadgets. You can find out more at thegrommet.com, cyberclean.net, or better yet, check out Lou's Facebook page, and I'll post all of these links for you. That's this week's new to Lou 2.
Okay, I have a question before I talk about this really cool stuff. You would use this thing for your camera? That's like a big thing. Really? Okay. I think, first of all, you, where's the goopy stuff that's the goopy stuff? Oh, I'm opening this up.
Okay. Where's the goopy stuff that's the goopy stuff?
The goopy stuff. So this, you know, that I know about this product. I've known about this product forever, but not something that that you would know, the average person. In the auto detailing world, they've used this kind of stuff for years. So this little goopy kind of silly putty thing, so what they would do when you go to get your car detailed, and you always wonder how they get it so clean, like here's a computer, and you got all this funky buildup of your dirty fingers all the time, right? And you put this, and you push it, and when you push that in those corners, it grabs all of that stuff and puts it on, look closely on there,
yeah.
All that dirt and debris, and it's really a neat idea.
Hold it over to get rid of all the goop, and then you start pressing.
And you start using it again. So it's really a neat item. It feels a little weird, I'll give you that. It's kind of like, what does that feel?
Like silly putty maybe?
No, not even that. It's almost like...
slime?
No, it's got a weird feeling like you've felt this before.
Let me see.
Here you go. Easy, remember, it's a family show.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, it's got a weird, it's like a weird feeling. It's not quite, because it's a little sticky.
It looks like Play-Doh.
Right, but it's,
but it's not.
It's wet. So it's still, it's moist. But like on your computer, you could put it in between.
Don't, no. We could, but we won't.
Okay, well, here, I'll do it on my,
okay,
my iPad.
You go.
Okay, so this is, like your keyboard gets super funky and dirty, and you push this in there, and the key is you got to really push it down. And then when you do that, it pulls all that dust and debris. So it's really a cool idea. How much is it?
It's like $20.
$20 for this, and this is the green cleaner right here. And then this is the thing Lindsay talked about to clean your camera that kind of looks, it's a little involved. But it's got a little puffer so that you can clean stuff out. And then on the bottom here, there's more of the goop inside there. So if you're someone that has a really expensive camera and you want to keep track of it and keep it clean, it's really cool stuff. We're going to put it up on our Facebook page, and eventually we're going to figure out a way to have it be in one spot and on the web. But it's really cool stuff. It's called CyberClean. And if you're trying to detail your car or clean anything in those really hard, like your vents of your car, this stuff is totally cool.
What does it feel like? I can't figure
it out. Yeah, it has a weird feeling. It has, it's something bodily. I don't know how to describe it.
By the way, Tony Esposito will be here in 10 minutes. He's in the house.
And we'll ask Tony what he says about this as well. All right, 7:56 in the morning, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're here at live at the Blackhawks training camp, and the outside festivities have opened up. We've got lots of Blackhawks fans running around the area here. Let's go to your phone calls right now and see who we can help out before we have to take a quick break. This is Jack, who's in Barrington. Jack, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How can I help you?
So I finished the basement at my kid's house. And in one area, I put in a three-way switch. And here's the problem. So switch one is hot. Switch two is the slave. If switch one is on, then switch two works fine turning the lights on and off. But switch two will not work independently to turn the lights on and off. So I think I probably have,
you have a wire
the traveler, and the common mixed up somewhere. Do you think I have it mixed up on switch one, which is the hot switch, or on switch two?
Well, remember that in a three-way switch, this is maybe a little bit too much inside baseball, but there's not a one and a two. They're both hot. That's the whole idea. So that because of the traveler wire.
What I mean is switch one is the one that has power going to it. Switch two gets the power through the traveler.
Correct. And so,
yeah, okay.
Was this already set up as a three-way, or did you run the wires
for it? It was a bare basement.
Okay. And you have three wires going to both boxes.
Right.
Okay. But without, I can't, you know, without seeing it and the colors of the wires, you've got to make sure you need a tester to find out which wire is hot, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure the chances are you've got the traveler on the wrong terminal and you need to swap that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
When one switch will only work when the one's powered, that traveler wire, you probably remember the on a three-way switch, typically the traveler is on the top terminal. I'm going to get this wrong. I don't want to give you this advice and have you screw it up because I don't know how you have it wired. So you need to determine
I've messed with it.
Right.
The kids live in St. Louis, so I've messed with it for 6 months going down to St. Louis and looking at it when I drive down to see my grandkids.
You need a tester. You need a continuity tester to find out which wire is what,
right,
and just switch the terminals around. And you'll get it as long as you've got the traveler wire running back and forth, and you've got a hot and a neutral at both. It's just a crossed wire. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Kill the circuit, swap them out, and I think you'll fix it once and for all.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
I appreciate you calling this morning.
Okay.
I'm always nervous about giving electrical advice over the air because I'm not quite sure what kind of wiring you've already set up, and I don't want to say, oh, we'll just do that, because without seeing it, I don't want you to get hurt. Electrical is one of those areas where you got to make sure that you're really careful with, and if you're really nervous about it, then get a licensed electrician to do that work. It's one of those areas where you can get hurt or cause a fire. It's just not worth it, and a little bit of professional help goes a long way.
Sending it back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Vincent Show, live from the Blackhawks Training Festival camp at the United Center on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I love that. Thanks, Doc Everett. Welcome back to the Mr. Fix-It Show. We're live at the Blackhawks training camp outside in Lot C. We've got a bunch of Hawks fans running around. This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems and by Fox Home Center. On the stage at the Blackhawks training camp, joining me to my left, if you're looking at the radio, it'd be to your right, is Hall of Famer number 35, Tony Esposito. How about a nice round of applause? Hey. A lot of music and stuff in the back. You can clap for yourself, too, as well, Tony. How are you? Good morning.
I'm great. It's wonderful to be here. I can't believe how many Blackhawk fans are out here already.
I was out
on a gorgeous day.
On a beautiful day. They were lined up, as you can see there, lined up to get inside to the actual practice that's going to go on. Those tickets are sold out. But outside here, you can join us in Lot C. It's completely open. There's live music, as you can hear. It's open to any hockey fans. There's an inflatable rink for ages 5 to 12. There's games. There's food and beverage options. There's alumni autograph opportunities. Are you going to be signing some autographs later, Tony?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Tony's here with us for a few minutes this morning. I got a question for you. Tell us, and for those listening, obviously for Hawks fans, we're familiar with your play, with your Stanley Cup win in 1969. What age did you start playing hockey?
Well, probably 3 or 4 years old. Up in Canada, where I'm from, you have about 6 weeks of summer, and then the rest is winter. So we had outdoor ice for about 6 months, so it was a lot of fun. And I had my brother, you know.
Right.
We're only 1 year apart, so we played together and started out. And our aim all the time was to play in the NHL when
really?
We were just little kids.
Did you play any other sports growing up as a child?
Yeah, I played high school football and track. I was pretty good at track, stuff like that. But overall, I was really concentrated on hockey. I mean, that was my thing. But I played all sports, baseball, everything.
Right. And now, so you start out playing hockey as a young kid, and you've got all these young kids who are huge hockey fans. Making that transition to become a goalie, when did that happen in your training, in your career?
Well, probably the stupidest move I ever made, becoming a goalie. You're sort of a loner when you're a goalie.
Right.
And but the thing is that I played all over, all positions, but when it got nitty-gritty, in the big games, they always wanted me to play goal.
Right.
Well, don't forget, no face masks or anything.
Right.
I wasn't afraid. I got probably banged up more when I was a kid than I did as a pro.
Really?
Well, I had no, not good equipment, no face mask or anything. And so you get, every couple of weeks, you get a little nick, maybe, 3 or 4 stitches here and there. My mother hid my goalie equipment one time. I couldn't find it because she didn't want me to play goal.
Oh, I thought maybe you misplaced it and you're blaming your mother.
I used to come running home from the rink when I got cut, with skates on even.
Right.
And I'd grab a piece of ice and put snow and ice and put it on my cut and run home. And she got tired of treating me, I guess.
You were the first goalie to wear 35 in the NHL, and now a lot of goalies wear it. How did you come across getting that number 35?
Well, teams in those days had 1 through 30. And when I came here, they had Dennis DeJordy had a 1, I think, or 30, and Dave Dryden, who was Ken's brother, and the other one, and I didn't know, we could go up to 35 was the highest number in the league. And I just said, I like that number because nobody else has it. And it was sort of special, and that's when I started it. And it's nice to see that a lot of goalies wear it today. It's very nice.
And that number is retired here with the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah, it's up in the United Center. I was going to say the stadium, but
right.
And I'm very proud of that, and to be up with guys like Makita and Howell and, you know, those guys, it's a lot of fun.
Tony, now, you know, you've been around this game for a very long time. You've been around this organization for a very long time. You get to see these young players. And you think back to what you said earlier about you and your brother. All you ever wanted to do was play in the NHL. And now, you've become an elder statesman in this game, did you ever imagine that you would have this kind of impact and also still be part of this game in the way that you are?
Well, it's great to be, it's gratifying to be involved still, and people that are, well, the Chicago fans are special, and they treat you so well, and that kind of thing, I guess if you live long enough, you become like that. Like you said, an elder statesman. I say an old geezer.
Well, I'll tell you what. I agree with you about the Blackhawks fan and how special they are, but I think most Blackhawks fans would say that you're special in the way that you are so gracious with your time and how you take the time to talk to these young people and the fans. And I know in talking to people around you that work with you, you're a terrific ambassador for this game and for the Chicago Blackhawks. And I know for a fact they appreciate you very much.
Well, I really enjoy it. I think the people are special. And I believe that every player should give back to the community. And you know, say hello and talk to people and have fun with them.
Right.
I don't like that when people sort of shun the public. I think that's ridiculous.
And now the selfie has replaced the autograph. The selfie's the new autograph, too. I know you know that.
Well, that's a lot easier than signing. I got a long name, you know.
You in your prime, Patrick Kane in his prime. Who wins in a shootout, you or Kaner?
Well, he's a really smart player, and he picks the corners. What I try to do is I try to, if he can pick that little corner, he can have it. I try to eliminate as much of the net as possible. And guys that really bothered me were the guys that had the hard shot. Because guys like Gretzky, I've been very successful against because I know he couldn't overpower me. And Gretzky tried to make you move so that you commit yourself.
Right.
So I just used to stand there with him. And I was very successful with him.
Right.
Kane's a special man.
Yeah. Now, my question for you is, obviously, you know, we're here at the Blackhawks training camp, but this is a home improvement show. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite power tool?
I don't like power tools too much. I'm susceptible to injury, especially power saws.
Yeah, right.
I don't touch them.
Well, you mentioned that you have a home in Florida, and you might need a chainsaw down there, although you said your home was spared, right?
Yes, my home is fine. It's right on the ocean, and it's no damage, thank God.
Yeah.
And I was up in Door County, so I didn't really... You know, I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
Where am I going to go home?
Right,
you know?
Right. Well,
but it turned out wonderful, and I'm happy about it. And it was a tough way to go on a diet. I lost about 5 pounds on me.
Yeah, just worried. That's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time this morning to come out. Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Esposito, number 35.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great to see you. Look like $1 million, and you actually look like you can just lace them up and go out there right now.
I have a tough time standing up, let alone get on the ice.
Have fun with all these selfies here. You're about to take 100 selfies.
We'll have a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. Tony Esposito, everybody.
Are you guys drinking beer yet?
Coffee, that's right. It's 8:21 in the morning. We're live at the Blackhawks training camp outside in Lot C. All right, here we go. 8:24 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines, saying goodbye to Tony Esposito. Here's Mary Lou in Oak Lawn. Hi, Mary Lou. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. I'm so happy to talk to you.
Thank you for hanging on.
You're welcome. I wanted to comment that I used wet and wait last year. And
wet and forget. Although I like wet and wait.
Wet and wait, right. And it does work. It's fantastic. And the only thing is I did a small area, and I used the whole gallon. And I think it was about a 4x9 area. But this year, it is like new sidewalk. Now, the only thing is, I think it's a little expensive because I would need quite a bit to do my driveway. I have a lot of dark marks. So that would be the only negative thing I would say about it. I hesitate to go out and get a couple more because I know it'll take more than that. But it does work, and I did see it slightly last year, but this year I saw it. It was like brand new. So the fellow, I hope he's listening, because it does work.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that phone call. You know, the thing is that while, you know, a gallon of it can be expensive, when you think of the alternative of, you know, hiring somebody to come out to do all that cleaning, it would be a heck of a lot more, and for those that want to try and do it yourself, it really is an effective way to do some cleaning. It's like the Wet and Forget show today. We talk a lot about Wet and Forget today. All right, it's 8:26 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Peter, who's in Chicago. Peter, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. First of all, enjoy that interview with Tony Esposito because you're talking to an 80-year-old Hawk fan.
Oh, that's great. I thought you were going to say Tony Esposito was 80. I go, he's not 80. But you remember watching him in 69, huh?
Many games at the stadium with him. In fact, we've got a grandson and three great-grandsons that are goalies in the family. So we're a little bit of a hockey family, you might say.
No kidding. Well, he is a gentleman, and it is always a pleasure to spend a little time with him.
All right. To my problem, Lou. I have a cold and hot water faucet.
Okay.
The hot water faucet, we get that sound from the hot water faucet only. Nothing in the kitchen. The kitchen is okay. But in the vanity, in the washroom, that hot water faucet, we get that whistle.
Is it a single lever or two lever?
No, we've got two single faucets. So one for hot, one for cold.
Two single faucets. Oh, so it's an older yeah. Sink system.
Yeah, I told you, I'm an 80-year-old hockey fan.
I'm surprised we even have hot water then. Okay, so, and does it happen the whole time you're using the hot?
Most of the time, Lou. Yeah, most of the time we get that.
Okay, so what do you think? You got an old Chicago faucet?
Yes.
Okay, you probably need a new valve insert. So if it's just on the hot water side, couple things I would try. In that sink, do you have stops underneath it that you can turn off?
No.
No, okay. So what I would do is I'd shut the main off. I'd take that the nut that's holding the handle off of that faucet, pull that stem completely out. Before you head to the hardware store to buy a new stem, I want you to take a little CLR, and I want you to just pour a little bit inside the the slot where the insert came out.
Yep.
Let it sit there while you're heading to the hardware store. Then when you come back, take an old toothbrush and scrub that around. Put the new valve insert in, tighten it up, and I bet you'll solve the problem.
The new valve, Lou, you mean the new stem?
The new stem.
New stem.
Just the stem.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Peter, thanks so much. I appreciate you calling this morning. Our phone number is 312-981-7200.
You're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show. Come on, wake up. The weekend is here. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGS.
But I feel better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. Better when I'm dancing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we can do this together. I bet you feel better when you're dancing. Yeah, yeah.
We're live at the Black Blackhawks training camp outside in Lot C. A lot of Blackhawks fans running around. There's, like, this is what I want to do. They have those giant balls that you can get inside and roll around in. I've always wanted to do that.
I've actually done those before.
Not here.
I felt like a hamster.
Right. It's like you're a complete hamster. And it looks pretty cool. And there's people bouncing around.
They're smelly inside, though.
I bet they're smelly. Yeah. There's a lot of, yeah. Yeah, I only want to do a new one.
Yeah.
Is this brand new? I'm going to go inside that one. Anyway, there's a lot of people here. It's free. You can come in here. It's fantastic. You know, they were talking about the food options, and we're actually right next to the food. Chef Rado is the guy putting together Polish sausage with caramelized onions.
You can see the onions burning over there in the corner.
Doesn't that sound delicious for breakfast? Yeah. Cheeseburgers, hot dogs, Connie's pizzas, Danishes and muffins, Garrett's popcorns, granola bars, whole fruit. Now, I have a question.
One of those things doesn't fit.
Yeah, you got a choice of a granola bar or a Polish sausage with caramelized onions. What are you going to do?
Or a banana.
You're going to do the Polish, right? You're not going to do the banana. Who's going to eat a banana? They got the guys over here selling beer, which, I mean, a Polish and a beer in the morning?
Some guy just walked by with two bloody
smells berries. Like victory. That's what it smells like. Billy Murdoch knows what we're talking about.
Did you see the guy with the double fist Bloody Marys?
No,
get a Bloody Mary in his left, a Bloody Mary in his right.
That's fantastic. That's what we need. Bloody Marys this morning. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines. People patiently standing by. This is Judy in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Judy. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. It's great talking with you.
Nice talking to you as well. Did you go to a fish fry last night?
No, I went to a high school basketball game.
What game did you go to?
A high school named Edgewood.
And?
High school, and they played Watertown.
And who won?
And Watertown won by 1 point. We were so devastated last night.
Sounds like it was a good game.
Yes, it was very good. So, Lou, I have a daughter in Chicago and a condo, an efficiency, and something is wrong with her furnace, and we're wondering about a referral to a good furnace company to help her out.
Is she in Chicago or is she in the suburbs?
Chicago.
The city proper. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have a couple choices. Do you have a pencil or a pen?
Yes, I do.
All right, you're either going to contact our friends at Dykstra Home Solutions, and I believe their website is DykstraHomeSolutions.com, or you're going to contact the folks at American Weathermakers, and you could get, you could get both of them estimates if you need work, or call either one of them, depending on, who you'd want. They're two fine sponsors of ours. Actually, we have one other one that you can try, which is iwantsmart.com.
Okay. I got all three of them.
You got all three, and between those three, they're all going to do a good job for you, but you've got three that you can work with that can do a nice job for you. Judy, thank you so much for calling this morning. I really do appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Sandy, who's in LaGrange. Sandy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, this is my first time calling WGN.
What took you so long? Did you not know the number?
Well, you know, getting older here.
We've had a long-standing rule that we don't take phone calls from anybody named Sandy, but Lindsay finally said it was time to take that rule away, and so you're actually our first caller named Sandy this morning.
Well, thank you. Think of the beach.
How can
I help
you?
The weather is great for it, right?
Yeah.
My problem is I think they're voles. They're little black creatures, the Roby family, and they're furry, and they're very small, and they like to burrow in the grass. My dog is going crazy, with them. And then I noticed my neighbor right by, between our dividing line, has deep tunnels, very deep tunnels, and a hole. And I'm wondering, and the vegetables and my plants, they're all been attacked. I thought they were, rabbits at the beginning, but I think that there are these creatures. my dog actually bit one, and it was wounded, and it went, and I could see it go straight underground.
Are they moles or are they gophers?
I don't know. They're very small, and they're black, and the damage is getting to be where I'm very concerned.
And they're eating your plants as well?
My plants, yes.
All right. Well, I mean, you know, very small and black, it could be a bunch of different things. Okay. And are you looking to eliminate them in a humane way, or you want to eliminate them and you don't care?
I just don't want them to come into my house and
breathe. All right. So there's a couple of choices that you have. So there is, there are some baits that you can use. There's a company called Sweeney's that makes these poison peanuts. Now you got to be careful if you have, like, with the dog. So in those holes where you have, you would place these peanuts in there. Now for those people that are going to be mad at me for giving this advice, I'm going to give you a couple of other options that are more humane. There is a company.
I would prefer that because I do have a dog and there are small children.
Okay. So there is a company called Bonide that makes a something called the Bonide Sonic Spike. And the Bonide Sonic Spike is this plastic spike that you put batteries in. They also have a solar one. That you're going to drive into the ground right near where these holes are, flush with the ground. It makes the sound of a rodent in distress, and they don't like it. And they think something's going on, and they go somewhere else, okay? The other thing is another product by Bonide called Mouse Magic that is a repellent that comes like in a little sachet. That smells like mint, that they don't like that odor. And near where these holes are, you're going to just put those on the ground. The dog won't bother it. Doesn't matter. It's harmless. Even if the dog were to eat it, it's not going to. They won't touch it, though. And you put this there, and that combination of the two should be able to rid them and keep them going somewhere else. The other thing you got to be concerned with is, Sandy, if you have any bugs in the lawn, if there's a lawn that's adjacent to it, it could be that you've got an infestation of bugs in the lawn, and they may be there eating those bugs. And so something like a bear bug treatment that you could place on the lawn, like a grub treatment that will treat that lawn and kill it, what they call a 24-hour kill, that will kill those bugs and not offer them a food source, will also be something that you could try. And then if you do that, you should be able to eliminate this whole issue. I appreciate the phone call. Good luck with the rodent removal. It's 8:46 in the morning. We're live at the Blackhawks training camp. Nice group of Blackhawks fans running around. There's a lot of people in Blackhawks gear walking around. She's got her jacket on, her sweater, looking good. Go Hawks!
You're listening to Lou Manfredini, a.k.a. the Mr. Fix-It Show. He got the tools on Chicago's very own 720. He got the tools, WGN.
All right, welcome back. We're live at the Blackhawks training camp outside the United Center. It's a beautiful day outside today. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. And this parking lot is full of Hawks fans. I think everybody's ready for hockey to begin, which soon will. The training camp inside is completely sold out. So those tickets are completely spoken for. People are lined up to get inside. But the event outside is completely free. Come and enjoy it. There's all kinds of food options. There is it's all in Lot C. You're going to have all kinds of things to do. The outside festival wraps up at 1 p.m., the first 10,000 people to enter the stadium are going to receive a Patrick Kane bobblehead. Food and drink are available for the outside area. You're going to see all kinds of fun stuff to do. There's live music, open hockey at the Blackhawks Inflatable Rink for people ages 5 to 12, kids 5 to 12, but they're people too. Inflatable games and other family-friendly activities, and Blackhawks alumni autograph opportunities. We had a chance to talk to Tony Esposito earlier this morning. A little bit later on, we're going to be speaking with Dennis Savard coming up around 9:40 this morning as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with Tom, who's in Chesterton. Tom, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, about 2 weeks ago, you were talking about it, and I didn't remember the name, but I went to Two Ace Hardware in the area, and they didn't know what I was talking about. I think, and you said they made one specifically for guns. I used to use Coil, and he said this was similar but much better. What was the name of it?
Say that one more time, the product. It's just a little noisy here and hard to hear you. What is it you're trying to do?
It's similar to Coil. It's a lubricant and a penetrating oil.
Right? Yeah. Okay. So this is a brand new product, and a lot of Ace stores may not be carrying it yet. And we've been talking about this. It's called Super Zilla. Okay? Super Zilla, it's a spray lubricant that... it's a spray lubricant that is also a cleaner. It's a green cleaner. It doesn't attract dirt and dust like most lightweight oils do. And it really is, when I first saw this product, I thought to myself, we don't need another lightweight oil. But this stuff is really quite amazing. And if you go there, they can order it. I do know it's in their warehouse, but it's called Super Zilla. And if you ask them to order it, they should order it. And if they say, well, I got to order a dozen of them, say, Lou said if you bring it in, I promise you'll sell it. So Super Zilla, it's a great product, and I think you'd be really happy with it. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, I wanted to mention something because it's kind of an interesting thing because we've been both in this industry for a long time. You know, I've been on the radio here in WGN for 22 years, which is amazing. But there's a gentleman who just passed away last week called Glenn Hagee. Glenn Hagee was a home improvement legend in the Detroit area. He also had his show syndicated. He's on the radio and went under the moniker of America's Master Handyman. He hosted the Handyman Show with Glenn Hagee in Detroit for 34 years. Passed away Monday, September 11th. He literally was an icon. He started his broadcast career back in 1983. He was heard on weekends, most recently on News Talk 670 WJRAM in Detroit, and it was nationally syndicated in 135 radio markets. I never had the opportunity to meet Glenn Hagee, but I certainly knew of him. I posted something on Facebook. When I started in this business, people used to say, oh, you're like a young version of Glenn Hagee. Glenn Hagee was only 70 years old when he passed, which obviously for he gets younger and younger. And the people that listened to him, his listeners, he was beloved. They really, really loved him, as well as his sponsors really appreciated him. He was a no-nonsense guy. His tagline, people talked about, one of his famous lines is the fact that said, your best home improvement tool is your checkbook. You know, because you can hire people to do stuff when you couldn't do it yourself. So my condolences to his family and all those listeners that loved him. He sounded like a terrific guy. I'm saddened that I never got to meet the guy, but I appreciate all he did to help the listeners in that area and, you know, wish his family well.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's riding the pine till 10 a.m. right here in our booth, otherwise known as the Sin Bin, at the Blackhawks Training Camp Festival at the United Center, right here in Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Blackhawks Training Camp in Lot C. Lou Manfredini here, 720 WGN, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Joining me on the stage right now, to my left, if you're watching your radio, to your right, Scott King. Who are you, Scott King? I am the author of the Chelsea Blogger blog on WGNRadio.com and the co-host of the Blackhawks Crazy Podcast I do with Mike Jacobson, also for WGN Radio.
Really?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing that?
This is our third season.
Wow. And so what kinds of things do you hear on the Crazy Blackhawks podcast?
It's a fun light
3.0.
show. 3.0 is fair. I think we've upgraded every year. I think we've gotten more fans every year. It's a fun light show, and we'll do whatever the big news is that week with the Hawks, whether it's just this guy dropping down to that line or trades or a big win. But you learn a little bit. You'll improve your hockey IQ, but it's not too much. It's not too much for the average fan.
And how long is the podcast? Like when you do it, is it like a half hour deal?
We try to make it commute friendly, so like 30 minutes. Yeah. Sometimes, if we have a guest, we've had ex-Hawks on, we've had Brian Bickle call in, Brent Sopel's been on the show a lot, so if we have a good discussion going, it might be closer to 45 minutes.
Right. Sam, you as well host a podcast called Chicken Catch Tory. What's it called?
Chicken Dinner.
Chicken Dinner. Something I do.
Did you get your threads?
I did get a nice Chicken Dinner shirt, thank you very much. But I would think that and Sam, obviously, lots of radio experience. And when you're doing stuff on the radio, the challenge always is when you're having a conversation, you can only do it for a little bit of time. Then you got to take a break, and then you get sidewinded, whatever. In the podcast world, I think, Scott, this probably you can talk to this as well. You really get a chance to delve into a topic. And so for real fans, like Sam, your podcast is all about football and college and that kind of stuff. You can really kind of delve into it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no restrictions, really.
Right.
You can swear, too.
Right. Well, we don't have to take that. Scott, you don't swear, do you?
No.
It's
kid-friendly. I try not to swear. I was raised not to.
Good.
Yes, sir, no, sir,
yeah.
Thank you, please.
I like that.
And not just the swearing, but you can screw up as much as humanly possible when you're doing a podcast. And Mike Jacobson, my co-host, is also the producer, does a great job of cleaning it up,
right,
online. So
right.
We don't screw up much. We got it down to a science now, but you can.
So do you have a couple of these podcasts already in the can for this season already? What are some of the topics that you guys have covered that would be of interest to Hawks fans?
We do. We have a few episodes. We just covered and previewed this training camp. I think we started our season on the big trades, losing Yarmolson, losing Hossa, guys like that who's on the team now. And then we got to do a live podcast in the convention. Had some of the players on. Right. Troy Murray joined us, the great John Whiteman, Tommy Wingles, who's definitely going to be in the lineup and some prospects. So there's a few already if you guys want to check them out on iTunes or WGNRadio.com.
I think for the casual fan, the loss of Hossa, they may have forgotten about that a little bit. That's a huge hit because that guy is just consistently good.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, and I realize that, and being a fan and watching him again, I'm not an intense, like, I can't give you all this information, like I know all this stuff, but, Hossa would go, even though when he'd be super hot, he'd be super hot, but even when he wasn't hot, he was always contributing, and that experience that he brought to the team is going to be really hard to replace.
You're exactly right, and Sammy will say the same thing, is that he's just a great player, great two-way player. I mean, 500 goals, Hall of Fame numbers, I think.
Right.
I think there's not a doubt in anyone's mind that he'll be in the Hall of Fame, and not just the goals, but he's such a good two-way player, such a good back checker. Look at all the steals. All the times he's undressed guys and taken down the ice and scored, and it didn't just affect the fans, it really affected the media.
Right.
The media really likes covering Hossa. He's a guy who would ask how your kids are doing. He's a guy who would stay in the room talking to you forever until you're done with your story or you got your hit for the radio. He's just a great guy, and he's really going to be missed by a lot of people around here.
Sam, is there any update as far as how his health is doing? I mean, have the Hawks released any information about him?
No, nothing yet, but, they've said that they're going to place him on long-term injury reserve as early as the first week of October. That'll create some cap space. There'll be a little bit of flexibility there. He's not going to play this season.
Right.
They've held out hope maybe down the road. I'm skeptical. If you look around the crowd here, even at the parking lot of United Center, you see 81 sweaters everywhere.
Right.
If you really think about it, he was the final domino to a championship, right?
Right.
That was the big free agent signing. You look at what the Cubs were able to do when they signed John Lester and Jason Hayward. Those guys pushed them to a World Series title. Marian Hossa signing here in Chicago catapulted them to a Stanley Cup, and they ended up winning two more. So without Hossa, you don't win three Cups.
Right. Right. Well, we of course wish him well, and what do you think, Scott? What's your optimism about this lineup? Jay Blunk was here talking to us, and he was telling Sam and I, off the air, I was like, "You're gonna like this line.
What do you think?
No, I think he's right. And that's something I wrote about last night that went on the site today, on WGNRadio.com today, is that line that they already threw out there for the first day of Saad Taze Panic. That's going to be a dangerous line in the league. You have Brandon Saad coming back, who's very familiar with playing with Taves and know how each other plays, and you could say that he was brought back just to get Taves going, and Richard Panik is a wrecking ball out there. So I think that's a dangerous line. I like their offense overall. I think they've really got some guys who can score, and the defense is a bit of a question mark, but I think you give a guy, a veteran NHL player from Buffalo like Cody Franzen, a tryout here, a paid tryout, and I think he'd have to have a really bad camp to not make the team. So the defense, to me, you lose Niklas Hjalmarsson. I think there's guys, younger guys, who played a little last year. Some guys are going to step up. The defense would be a pleasant surprise. One of the X factors, again, for me, is I think Anton Forsberg being backup goalie. He's not Scott Darling. He doesn't have a lot of NHL experience. He's only playing 10 games. So
wow.
Usually Crawford gets a big rest with having such good backups in the past.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there. But I like their offense.
All right, Scott King is the co-host of WGN Radio Blackhawks beat writer and host of Blackhawks Crazy Podcast with Mike Jacobson. It's nice to meet you, Scott.
You too.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Where do they find that podcast?
WGNRadio.com, and it helps us out a lot if you subscribe and leave a review on iTunes, too.
All right, and Sam, the Chicken Catchatory podcast, where's that?
Chicken Dinner on iTunes, baby.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, I love this song. Nice job. Welcome back. Thank you, Cash. Welcome back. 9:20 in the morning. The Mr. Fix-It Show. We're live at the Blackhawks training camp outside in Lot C. Lots of Blackhawks fans running around here. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Ann in Oak Brook. Ann, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. I am listening to all of this about taking care of the elderly, and this is an elderly person calling because she's a little concerned. She put down a deposit on a walk-in tub, which she wants, but she also took the option of the hydrotherapy, which means jets and electricity. And I'm kind of concerned about water and electricity. I'm kind of ambivalent about that. How safe is it?
I don't think you have anything to worry about. What's going to happen, I think those hydrotherapy tubs are great. They're expensive, but I think it's something, you know, for this elderly person that you're talking about, obviously that's not you, it's someone else you're talking about.
Oh, of course.
I think it's going to provide you with so much relief and enjoyment that you're going to, it's one of those things that when you put it in there, you're going to wonder why you didn't do it sooner. From an electricity standpoint, Ann, it's all hooked up to a GFCI circuit. The switching that you use on those are actually what they call air switches. And so the actual devices that you use to turn it on or off, there's no electric there. It's literally like a puff of air that then activates a switch that's not in contact with any water. If there were ever to be some type of water infiltration into the electrical, because it's connected with a GFCI breaker, you know, the thinking was, or how it's described, is it cuts the circuit in half a heartbeat. It happens so quickly that there is no connection between the electric and the water. So as long as it's installed by a qualified installer using a licensed electrician, you have zero worry.
Oh, thank you. You relieved me a great deal because I was looking forward to it, but then I thought about it. I want the tub, whether it has the hydrotherapy or not, but I can go ahead now and just feel confident. Thanks
so
much.
You think I'm giving you relief? Wait till you climb into that tub. That's going to be the relief right there.
Oh, I can't wait. I really cannot wait. I have to take showers now, and I am not a shower person. I'm a tub person, so I'm really looking forward to it.
You're going to have a great time. I appreciate the phone call, and good luck with that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk with, hold on, she's clicking away. Let's talk with Eleanor, who's in Westchester. Hi, Eleanor, you're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Nice to talk to you.
How can I help you? How can I help you?
I have two problems. I have a back storm door that has a glass insert. It's about 45 years old. And that glass insert operates like a Venetian blind.
Mm-hmm.
And the control on it is strong, I would say. It won't open the slat anymore. Do you know where I can get that replacement?
Those are, that's Jalousied Windows and Jalousied Hardware. It's very difficult to find, but there's a place that you can try. It's actually not too far from you. It's called Blaine Window Supply. B-L-A-I-N-E, Blaine Window Supply. And they're in Stone Park.
Oh, okay.
So that's not too far from you. What I would do is, if you can, take a picture of that door, okay?
Yeah.
And take a picture and take it to them and say, this is what I'm looking for. That hardware is very hard to find because nobody's making that anymore, which I think could be a great opportunity because a lot of people still love that whole look. And there's a real retro opportunity for somebody to come out and do that, but if you try them, if they don't have it, I doubt you'll find it. So Blaine Window Supply in Stone Park should have what you need. Thanks, Eleanor. I appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to Tim. Tim's in Wisconsin. Tim, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing? I got some chipmunks running around in my yard, and how would you get rid of them? I tried a bucket with the seeds in it.
and nobody likes you for doing that. There's a product that I talked about called, that's actually for moles and voles, but it'll work on chipmunks as well. It's called Bonide Sonic Spike. So where are you in Wisconsin, Tim? Where are you at?
Waukesha.
Waukesha. All right, you got an Ace Hardware up there in Waukesha?
Oh, yeah.
All right. They should have this in stock, and if they don't, they can get it out of their warehouse. Get a couple of these spikes. They make ones that are battery-operated and solar. Get the battery-operated one. Drive it into the ground where you see the chipmunks gathering and where they're hanging out. And what it does is it creates this chirping sound underground that sounds like a rodent in distress, and they get freaked out by it. And after about 10 days or so, you're going to see them gone. You got to place one of these about every 30 feet, depending on where you want to use this. But I have one that I used in an area I had problems with chipmunks, and I replaced the batteries in the spring, and there I have zero chipmunks anymore. Rodents are animals of habit, and once they realize they don't want to be there, they'll find a different spot and go somewhere else. Tim, I appreciate the message. It's called Bonide Mole Max Sonic Spike is the name of the product. Hey, by the way, we have a brand new House Smarts coming up this Sunday. It's really cool. We got some curbside flips, shower door streaks, a way to eliminate that. Architecture Across America, this great home in Lake Okeechobee, Georgia. Oh my gosh, I gotta take a huge sip of water. And there's a great feature that Steve Dale did for a disease that dogs have and how to handle it, as well as this great woodworking feature that I had a chance to do at this awesome furniture craftsman's shop here
in Chicago that was just the coolest thing. I could have been there the entire day filming. It was so cool. So check that out. A brand new House Smarts Sunday morning at 10:30 on WGN-TV.
Hi, I'm Mike Emmerich from the NHL on NBC. Got a problem involving a home? One guy's got the answer. He's Lou Manfredini. Were you listening when I was to learn that raccoons in the attic can be solved by LED lights? It's always something. Mr. Fixit, every Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m. on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
How lucky am I that I get Doc Emmerich to give me a rejoin? That's so awesome. Thank you, Doc. I really do appreciate that. Welcome back. We're here at the Blackhawks training camp. Joining me up on stage is Dennis Savard, Hall of Famer. Dennis, before we start talking, we had Tony Esposito up here, and he was talking about some poker game where you still owe him some money. Do you remember that at all?
Probably, because I was a very good poker player, that's for sure.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
Nice to meet you.
You had a good summer?
Sure did. You know, looking forward to the season. You know, I know last week we had our golf tournament, and we knew that once golf tournament comes around for our players and obviously for the Blackhawks, you know that season's coming up. So great day to be here. Great experience for our fans to see what's going on. We got some band playing. We got some activities going on. Pictures, autographs. So great day for overall for everybody.
I want to ask you a similar question to what I asked Tony. Here you are. You grew up. How old were you when you started playing hockey? 3-4 years old?
Well, organized hockey was 6, probably 5, is when my dad did a little rink in the backyard, so 5 years old.
Right? Right, and so you spend your whole life, you fulfill your dream, I'm sure, of coming to play in the NHL. You have a Hall of Fame career, which, you know, you can't imagine when you're a kid, right? And now that you've been around this organization for, and you're still involved in hockey, you could have never imagined this ride, right?
That's the truth. Obviously, you don't know. You know, never know. Even as a young boy, you know, I was very fortunate to be able to live about a block away from 3 outdoor rinks. You know?
Oh, really?
So I was on the ice, you know, probably about 15 to 20 hours a week.
Wow.
So, you know, along with all my friends I grew up with at the time, it was a lot of fun. You know, we've had great opportunities to play the great game of hockey. So, yeah, it's been great to me. The Hawks have been awesome, as you know, to all of us. And, you know, to still be involved, I think it's what, so 56, 18, 38 years ago.
Wow, that's something. Now, those kids that you used to play hockey with outside, those little kids that you used to play with, off the top of your head, how many of them played professional hockey?
Well, there was a guy by the name of Robert Picard who played in the NHL not a long time, probably about 8-10 years. I could tell you that some of my friends that I played with growing up, I never got to play in the NHL or even in American League, exception maybe two guys. Dennis Sierra was one of them, and Dennis Trombley was the other guy that played the pro level for a little bit. But from recalling the guys that were on the ice, I can tell you that there was a guy by the name of Gilles Tessier. People don't know what I'm talking about, but he's probably the best amateur player at age over 50 now, still.
Really?
He's still a good player from what I haven't seen him play in a long time, but he plays in those tournaments 50 and over.
Right.
And he still dominates. So he was a good player as a kid, and I'm sure that he's still good today.
You know, obviously in Canada, it's a way of life, right? I mean, when you look at all the young men that are playing in this league now, but the predominance and the growth of hockey at the youth level in the United States now has really just blown up. And, I mean, there's just not enough rinks and not enough places for these kids to play because so many of them love this game.
Yeah, I agree. I think U.S. hockey's come such a long way, and it's, you know, it's pretty close to par or even better than Canadian hockey or European hockey. So, you know, we get a lot of great players from all over the world, and obviously here in Chicago, the last decade, you know, I think our kids here, Kane and Taze and Keith and Seabrook, and all our guys have been here for a long time. They really have done a great job helping promoting the hockey game as well, and to see some guys on the ice here, the way they play, you know, it kind of helped to get fans involved.
Right.
And obviously, you know, those kids watching them play, they want to go try it.
Yeah, right.
That's just how it started. So it's great to see. Hockey, Chicago's been a great sports town. We all know that. You know, with all the teams that we have, professional teams and sports here. It's been great, so I know that our fans are very loyal to us too as well.
It is amazing when you look at the transition and the growth of youth hockey in Chicago, and it goes, you know, hand-in-hand with the success the team has had, but it's more than just watching winning hockey. I mean, the Hawks have taken the initiative to grow the game at the lower levels. It really is fascinating.
Yes, and they are. You know, you're right. You know, our management is, our team has really done a good job of promoting the game and really to get out there and reach out to all communities in Chicago. So it's been a great job by our people with the Hawks and our staff, and obviously starting with Rocky and John and Jay. They've done such a great job of doing a lot of great things. Bringing three championships here in the last decade has been pretty fun. So. Yeah, I can't think of anything anywhere else that I've been, you know, in the world of hockey that has done a great job. I give Nashville credit last year, did a good job in the finals, but, you know, we started this 10 years ago with along with Rocky and John, and it's been, well, the proof is today. We'll see this.
It's sold out of practice.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Pretty good, isn't it?
I'm going to show my a little bit of hockey ignorance, but I'm going to need your help, Dennis and Sam. So back in, I'm going to say it's 07. Now, this is a home improvement show, right?
Okay.
I was appearing at a home improvement show in Buffalo, New York. And I was invited on a radio show with two guys who played for Buffalo, and they were known as the Enforcers. You probably played against them.
Yeah.
Two big brutes from Buffalo. Do you remember the names of these guys?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember one of them.
What
was Italian, if I recall?
I think you're right. Well, it was 07 that I was at this home show, but these two guys were probably around our age. You said you're 56, I'm 53. You played again. They were called the Enforcers with Buffalo. And so as I'm on this radio show with these guys, he said, you know, your team in Chicago, they just drafted a kid from Buffalo, Patrick Kane.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm remembering the story right, Kane...
Wasn't Brad May, was it?
That might be it. That might be it.
So I didn't mean
to lived talk. With him while he was playing hockey, like junior league hockey, like with him while he was playing in Buffalo.
So... One thing that when Kaner played junior, he played for the Hunter brothers.
That's it.
The Hunter,
Mark
Hunter.
Right? Yes.
Dale Hunter.
That's it.
Yeah,
right.
That's right.
Tough
okay.
guys,
yeah,
right?
That, oh, yeah.
All right.
They're very gritty.
Right.
Gritty players.
So, and this guy tells me, he goes, you don't know the player that you guys just got. And he was, 19 years old when he came in, right?
Yep.
Something like that.
18.
He goes, I've never seen a kid skate like this kid. And they kept saying he's a little guy, you know. I mean, now he's kind of beefed up, but when he first came into the league,
sure.
He was a slight of a young man, and boy, did it pan out.
Yeah, you know, that year, if you recall, for fans, I remember this for sure, that we won the lottery. We were like getting, like, I think the fifth or sixth pick, and we won the lottery to get Patrick. So, you know, the year before we drafted Johnny, timing was great. We all know he's a great player. He's just fun to watch and competes. And I know that you watch like today in practice, you know, he's gonna play hard.
Right.
You know, he practices hard, he plays hard, and that's why he's such a great player. He loves the game. He's got so much passion for it. He loves to be on the ice. He loves to be at the rink. And, you know, it's...
Have you had a chance so far to see this line play together yet? Have you had an opportunity yet, or is this going to be one of your first looks?
One of my first looks today? I don't have any concern. I think this team has got so much character. You know, I like this. I know it was a tough deal last year losing Panarin this summer, but, you know, you got to remember what Brendan Sepp brings to the table, too. He's a heck of a player, a character guy. He's won two cups here. You know, we got Little Bringer by getting him back. You know, that line with Taze and Panic is going to be, I think, a really, really good line with size. So I like their team. You know, our division, our conference is so difficult.
Right.
Anything could happen, but we, you know, we're contending, as we always have. That's the goal here, to win the cup. Hawks wouldn't look any different ways but winning a cup, so... High expectations every year, and hopefully that this year will be our year. Back to get this beautiful cup here again.
When's the first time you pulled off a spinorama? How old were you?
Probably my pro level, really. I never did.
You didn't try it before the pros?
No, I didn't. You know.
I'm not buying that. I'm sorry.
Well, it is the truth, and I tell the story many times. If you can hear it, It wasn't really meant to happen. It just happened. It just happened that the guy was going to come across the ice and just kill me. So I got, I just figured out to get out of the way, and I just spun, and it worked.
And it went in.
And it went in. So after that, you know, I said, hey, maybe I should try this more often. Really, that's probably in 83 the first time I did it right.
Oh, that's great. Dennis Sabard, Hall of Famer. How about a nice round of applause? It's great to see you. You always look fantastic. It's nice to catch up with you. It's been a while since I got
thanks
to say hello.
Thanks, to all Blackhawk fans for being here today. Thank
that's
you
great. Nice job. Thank you so much for joining. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Welcome back. A few more minutes, and John Williams will be stepping in and broadcasting live from the Blackhawks training camp until 12 o'clock. Join us on the phone line is Lee in Mount Prospect. Lee, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Lou. Well, I've been using an assortment of different products to try to get rid of a family of, I think they're bees, they might be wasps, that have made a home on an overhang on the back of my house. And I'm wondering if you have a product recommendation to get rid of those things.
So you've been using, like, wasp sprays and things like that?
Yes.
And have you used any foaming sprays?
Yeah, I have. I forget the brand name, but I put that out.
Okay. Here's something to try. Now, if you go to the hardware store, you can buy a bottle of boric acid, which is a powder, and it comes in typically a shaker, it may be under a different brand name, but the core ingredient, like it could say something like it's an ant killer, but the ingredient is going to be boric acid, okay? You're going to, hopefully at the hardware store, they're going to sell a puffer. And it's essentially a little container that you take the lid off, and it's a little, almost looks like a little, almost like a slinky that you squeeze. And it has a little tube on the end of it so that when you squeeze it, it puffs out the powder.
Okay.
In the evening, if you can get up to this, can you get up to this spot where you see the wasps?
Yes.
Okay. In the evening, you're going to puff this like crazy. Puff, 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 and then get down. As they come across that and they walk through it, that's going to get through their ectoskeleton. They're going to bring it back into the hive and walk around the queen. And after probably two applications, two different days, you're going to be able to solve the problem.
So you just put the boric powder, whatever it is,
in this puffer,
and get it
right. You squeeze it, you puff, puff, puff. You know, if you're up on a ladder, wear some eyeglasses and like a little mask. I don't want you breathing in the puff, you know, the boric acid, because it kind of sprays all over, right? And you're going to puff it, get it covered in the powder, and then and in particular, if you see the hole, like they're coming out of a hole.
Yes.
Stick that little, you know, it's a little pipe or so that you'll get in the hole and puff a few times and then climb down off the ladder.
Super. Okay, thanks for your help.
All right, good luck. I appreciate you calling this morning. Thank you so much for listening. It's time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. And our last caller today is Eileen in South Highland. Hi, Eileen.
Hi. I'm looking for a good arbor.
What do you need done?
I got red maple that's looking sickly, and the branches started out with one branch, and now it's losing leaves, and it's getting worse.
All right, well, there's a bunch of good arborists around the Chicagoland area and that can come out by you, but the one that I would probably contact is the Davy Tree Company. They've been around for a very, very long time, and they have some really, really good people that can come out and hopefully diagnose the problem that's happening on your tree. The Davy Tree Company. If you do Google search, you'll find their phone number. All right, I got a bunch of thank yous to people for helping us out today. We've got, where are you? Where am I starting here? Jay Blunk, Adam Rogowin, and the entire Blackhawks crew for having us out here at the 2017 Training Festival here at the United Center this morning. Domo Tipango for doing our news. Sam coming out doing the sports.
You're welcome.
Bob Ferguson and Bill Murdoch. Bill's been out here since yesterday.
Cash and Lindsay, of course, doing a great job. Rick and Marlene Wells and the Panionovich family and the Calumet Bakery at CalumetBakery.com for the goodies this morning, which, you know, there's nothing better than baked goods and radio. The two things go together.